It's easy to imagine that admitting that we need help in dealing with some of our bad habits is somehow a sign of weakness. But if we're really honest with ourselves, there are things about ourselves that we'd like to change, but simply can't. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program, as today we take another look at the power of prayer from a different perspective. Most people these days like to think of themselves as being pretty much self-sufficient. Your life is what you make it. You can achieve whatever you set your mind to. You know, that sort of thing. And there's no doubt that we do reap what we sow. But for years, I tried to rely completely on myself. Asking for help was a sign of weakness. But actually, there are a lot of things in our lives that we can't control. Even things we think we should be able to control. Take our bad habits, for instance, those things that just creep in day after day, anger or resentment or selfishness or whatever it might be for each one of us, and they ruin our lives. We've been talking the last couple of weeks about the power of prayer, and if prayer means anything, if there's any power at all in prayer, then surely this is one of those areas where prayer should make a difference. I believe there's incredible power in prayer. Power to change lives, because prayer is a place where we join hands with God to make a difference not just on planet Earth, but specifically in our lives here and now. Over the course of this week, we've been looking at how Jesus taught us to pray through what we sometimes refer to as the Lord's Prayer. Not as some formula we learn by rote, but he said, pray like this, pray in this manner. He was giving us like a framework, an approach, a guidance, a direction for how to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. That first verse is about worship. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's about surrendering my way and joining hands with God to do it his way. Give us this day our daily bread. Put God first. Ask for him to meet our needs. You know, when we do that, give us this day our daily bread, it's acknowledging that all good things, all provision, every need is met through God. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Forgiveness in God's book is a big deal. Now, the last part of that prayer is, in a sense, forward-looking and acknowledges our bad habits. It goes like this: and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. You know something, as you look at each part of that model prayer, it kind of gets the creator-creature relationship back in order. Instead of putting us first, it puts God first. Even give us this day our daily bread acknowledges that all those good things come from God, as I just said. My father, when he was growing up as a boy in Romania many years ago now, as a tradition, before they sliced a loaf of bread, his father and his uncle and all the fathers would pick up the loaf of bread, turn it upside down, and kind of just draw a little cross on the back of the loaf of bread with a knife, and then they'd slice it. My dad did it all of my childhood years. And Dad tells this story about his cousin who said, Dad, why do you do that? Why do you draw this cross on the back of the bread? And Dad's uncle explained that it acknowledges God's provision. It acknowledges that God provides our bread and will continue to provide our bread. And his cousin said, but there are another three loaves in the pantry. And promptly got a clip behind the ears. You know, all good things come from God. And this last one is kind of the same. It acknowledges the reality that we need God, that we need his help. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Now, conventional wisdom, the wisdom of this world, says we have complete control over ourselves. The notion that there's a devil and that we get tempted and that we can't control ourselves and we need God's help, that is a cop-out. It's a sign of weakness. It's all part of this religious guilt trip thing that these Christians go on with. Okay, who's right? Jesus, here, when he's teaching us how to pray, or the world? As I look at my own life, for years I laboured under perfectionism and anger and impatience. They're all things that afflicted me and robbed me of life for many, many years. Ego and superiority. And I knew they were impacting my life. I knew they were robbing me of peace and joy and a quiet delight in life. But I was addicted. When there was a stimulus, I'd respond. And truly, I was powerless to break it. And I'm not some 90-pound emotional weakling. Not someone who doesn't take responsibility. To the contrary. I used to pride myself in my abilities, and I'm someone who doesn't just sit around. I drive things forward. But it doesn't matter who we are or how strong we think we are. These things, sin and temptation, are things that I was powerless to do anything over. And as long as we deny that, as long as our own pride gets in the road and says, it's all up to me, I can do this, it stops us from ever actually being healed. And you know something? It's exactly what the devil wants. These things aren't just bad habits, they're sin. And the devil is a wily old sort. He's been around the block a whole bunch more times than you and I. He wants to keep us bound up in those things so that they can ruin our lives and the lives of all the people around us. You know what this prayer is? And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. You know what it's all about? It's about acknowledging that we are powerless in our own strength to make ourselves perfect, to do anything about the addictions and the bad habits and the things that afflict us. You know, people are wandering around suffering and struggling and having their lives ruined by something as simple as anger or perfectionism or loneliness or low self-esteem or wrong attitudes. It is time to acknowledge that we are powerless in our own strength to do anything about it. And invite God into that space to make things happen inside us by His power that we can't make happen for ourselves. We can. We can go on in pride and never admit that we need His help. And you see people doing that over and over again, going around the same problems, struggling with the same issues, dealing with the same pain over and over again through their lives. And it need not be so. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. We can go on our own and let pride ruin our lives, or we can surrender our lives to Him and invite Him to pour His power into us. For me, when I did that, that's when changes started happening in me. Things that I could never have done for myself. There's power in prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. There's power in that prayer. It's when we take ourselves off the pedestal and put God there first and foremost and honour Him before we honour ourselves and let Him meet our needs. The power comes when we get that relationship right way up. You know what the alternative is? The alternative is to keep struggling through life. We don't have to do that. Jesus came and taught us how to pray. And there's power in prayer. I can talk about this stuff, but I can't make the decisions for you. Prayer is a place of surrender. Prayer is a place of beauty. Prayer is a place where we communicate with God through Jesus Christ. The choice is up to each one of us. Yeah, life can be hard work some days. And as that daily grind just kind of grinds away at us, it's easy to forget that Jesus died and rose again to give us a victory. Victory over our sin and over our circumstances. Victory. That's why every video message that we record here at Christianity Works is available on our YouTube channel. The daily fresh devotional videos, the weekly in-depth half-hour Christianity Works teaching, and even some in-the-moment close-to-the-action videos that I shoot now and then. They're all available on our YouTube channel at christianityworks.tv. Just subscribe to the channel and you'll be notified each time a new video is posted. It's simply amazing how powerfully the Spirit of God can move even through just a short video message. I guess we shouldn't be surprised. After all, the Word of God is alive and active. Amen. I'd love to encourage you to live your life in victory. So again, the web address of our YouTube channel is christianityworks.tv. I'm Bernie Diamond. Catch you again, same time Monday, with a different perspective.